The first cabin was built by Dave Chandler and myself. We started when we were 13 years old. I had a little book on log cabins, and we ended up building one that was it was 8 by 10 feet at the base, and it went up 13 feet to the ridgepole. And we had two bunks in the end, and then we had another bunk under the rafter. When it was zero outside, it would be 32 at the floorboards, and with a little wood stove going, it would be 92 at the ridgepole. And we spent almost all our high school vacations after I was 13. We'd go up on the New York, New Haven, and Hartford up the Hudson, Housatonic Valley, which was a beautiful trip. And we would cross country, on the train, and we'd walk in from the town to the farm, and then we would, Sheffield. You would get off in Sheffield. It used to run to Sheffield and through. And that's the way I spent almost all my high school vacations, cross country skiing, trying to do taxidermy on chickadees and other small birds that we harvested, and settle living off the land. In fact, Dave, we didn't eat them, no. Dave Chandler was working with me, and he was cutting down an ash, and he slipped, and the axe went right through his boot into the top of his foot, cutting his anterior tibial tendon. And that was one of the first times I met Dr. Roberts, who was our neighbor and subsequently the first husband of my present wife. And we went down to Dr. Roberts' office, and he mopped up all the blood on the floor that David tracked before he started to look at his foot. And he couldn't catch the tendon to repair it and anesthetize it. And Rusty Chandler, who's a Presbyterian missionary in China, was there with us, and he was smaller than we were, and he was telling him, son, do this, son, do that. Thought he was another one of the kids. And as they were leaving for the hospital, Rusty showed him his insurance card and asked if it would cover it. And of course, it said that Reverend J. Russell Chandler. And Dave said the last things he heard as he was going under anesthesia were about that damn minister posing as a kid. But fortunately, he did a decent repair under anesthesia.